Jonathan Lundgren from South Dakota. And Dr. Lundgren, you had some interesting thoughts about where we are today, 2012, with various insecticides especially. You indicated that we're in a lot of cases maybe doing some things we don't need to do based on populations of our insects at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that that there's really become a culture of putting out insecticidal seed treatments, whether we have a pest problem or whether we don't. And also with the GM crops, I think that we are experiencing a time of area-wide suppression. And so entomologists are really starting to question whether an annual investment in BT crops is really paying for itself now.
Now, in the case of BT, that was what the original research, or the early research, was what, early 90s, when we had a lot of that starting to come out and actually hit commercial development maybe a couple of years after that. And you indicated that we've done such a great job that maybe we're past the need for it.
BT crops have worked extremely well, and it's cut to the point now where the pests, and they've been adopted extremely well, and it's to the point now where we've driven pest populations, especially of the caterpillar pests, the European corn borer, to such low levels that people that aren't planting BT corn are actually benefiting from those that are planting the BT corn.
So obviously there's a cost there if you're using something you don't need.
Right. If you're paying $100 to $200 a bag in technology fees for the BT, then you should be able to recoup that price in pest suppression. But if the pests aren't there, maybe you can save that money on the initial investment.
The other thing that you were talking about as far as the current era is concerned was this whole idea of seed treatments. And I know that you've actually done some work on soybeans specifically.
Yes. We and other entomologists throughout the entire soybean-producing region, especially in the Midwest and the northern states, have shown consistently that insecticidal seed treatments on soybeans do not have any yield benefits to soybean producers or have lower yield benefits than applying a foliar insecticide when the pest is present.
I think the timeline that you were giving was that the problem with when you do the seed treatment is you're not really hitting the true life cycle of the aphid.
The soybean aphid is the primary pest of soybeans, and it typically becomes problematic mid-July. Now, soybean insecticidal seed treatments dissipate from the plant as soon as that plant germinates, and they're generally below. They don't have any toxicity to the aphids by about maybe mid to late June. So you're missing that target pest.
So for producers, how do they get their arms around this and make sure that they are doing what they need to do to control pests, but not, you know, in effect shooting maybe at the wrong target?
I think that they need to that producers really need to know what's going on in their field. They can't just simply be putting out insecticide as an insurance policy. What we're going to have is, first off, you're spending money, whether you need to or you don't. And second off, we're creating resistant pests to this technology. There's now resistant rootworms that are resistant to BT corn, and that population is likely going to spread throughout much of the corn-producing regions. But third is that these decisions are actually having an impact on the natural enemies of a lot of our key pests. And these natural enemies, these predators, these parasitoids, things like lady beetles and spiders and ants, lace wings, these things are having a tremendous economic benefit for producers, and we need to preserve and conserve their populations.
When we think about where we are today in production agriculture in the country, you know, you mentioned we shouldn't use these type of products as a insurance policy. How you know, I'm sure there's a certain amount of fear, you know, if I don't do BT corn, am I going to get hurt, you know, in the middle of production cycle and lose a substantial opportunity cost as far as losing yield, all of this?
Right. I would advocate for people to give it a try and see. I mean, first off, the foundations of pest management are not insecticides. The foundations of pest management are reducing disturbance and increasing diversity on your farms, rotating, planting cover crops, going no-till. These are the foundations of pest management that we need to be reincorporating back into our crop production. If they're concerned about it, give it a try. Don't plant your entire field to non-BT corn. Maybe plant a couple of acres, or if you've got like a section of your field that you normally wouldn't go into, or that you plant last, or that's a little more isolated from the rest of your farm, plant that one to non-BT. See how it does. I think you're going to be really pleased with how with the money that you'd potentially save.
Dr. Jonathan Lundgren of USDA's Ag Research Service talking about some of the research that he's been involved with in regards to GMO soybeans as well as BT corn and cotton. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.